Eddie, who would Sean call about relationships?
I'm really thrown off right now. My instinct says you or Sky. I will say Sky.
That is correct. Why Sky, Sean?
We've all said Sky, by the way.
We've all said Sky for relationships?
That question.
Oh, hello.
That's interesting.
Oh, wow.
Ashley said you.
Yeah, Ashley didn't say me, which I was actually surprised at, because she always tells me how...
All the boys have said you.
How awesome my relationship is, and she wished she could have one like it.
No.
It's a little hurtful.
I said Sky. I did not say Sky for relationships.
Oh,
no, I said...
Oh, for financial, you said.
Financial, and I would go to... Sean, I think, for... Yeah, I said Sean for relationships.
Well, then me and Sean are going to go to Sky for relationship advice, which is crazy.
Which is awesome.
It is crazy.
Eddie, who would Sean go to for advice on financial stuff?
Sky.
Correct. And who would Sean call if he was arrested?
I would say you.
That is correct. Wow. Next up is Sky.
Oh, no.
This will be interesting.
Weird.
Yes.
Sean, who would Sky live with?
That's easy, Sean. Think about how she is.
Me?
No.
Who?
Eddie.
Ashley.
Of course.
The only girl.
Yeah.
She would not live with a boy.
Gotcha. Yep. You're right.
We're roomies, Ash.
Who would Sky call?
Love that.
Eddie, who would Sky call if she were in a car accident?
Oh man, these are gonna be weird. I don't
Why is mine so weird?
Well, because I could see you having an answer for Mike.
All right.
I could see you having an answer for me. I could see you having an answer for Sean.
Okay, I get that.
And maybe even Ashley. Never Rob. I will say she's in a car accident. She would call you, Mikey, because of work.
Correct.
Woo! Nice.
Why me, Sky?
Well, first and foremost, because I need to inform, you know, like, obviously the first person calls, like, my husband or my parents or whatever. So if it's somebody on the show, it's going to be you because I need to inform you about work. And
her sunburn.
And, excuse me, Eddie?
Eddie, why are you looking outside into the parking lot? Why are you
doing
that?
I'm in the parking lot looking, Eddie.
Nothing out there.
And, you know, when it comes to, like, big events in our lives, like, you know, when Rob, unfortunately, went through, you know, his, like, DUI and, you know, Ashley, when she's had her, you know, issues, like, you're always very calm and centered when it comes to, like, big stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I know I could get you on the phone and you'd be very calm and you'd be like, okay, this is what I think you could do. And, you know, and so that's why I'd call you.
Eddie, who would Sky borrow money from?
Oh, man. I don't think she's going to say you.
Sorry.
I don't know. That's an evil laugh. I don't know why.
You know.
I'm not sure because it's between me and Sean. I'll say me.
No, Rob. She would actually.
Yeah, that's a
wow. Weird.
She would borrow money from you, Eddie. Sean, who would Sky go to advice for about work?
I would say Eddie.
That is correct. Ashley, who would Sky go to for advice on a relationship?
Oh, my. I would either say Eddie.
That is incorrect. She would go to Sean.
Whoa. Sean.
Why, yeah. Sky?
When Sean and I lived in the same town, you know, we would talk about relationships all the time. And I think that Sean's relationship with his wife is very similar to my relationship with my husband. And so, you know, so when we talk about relationships, we're already on that same level, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Sean, who would Sky go to for advice on financial stuff?
I would say me.
That is correct. Eddie, who would Sky call if she were arrested?
Now, this is going to be interesting because you could use the same rationale that you used for the car accident thing where she would call you because you're calming. But in this, I think she may think you may be mad at her or something for getting arrested. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I could say you. I'm trying to read her face.
I know. I'm giving you poker face right now.
I'll say me.
First rationale, she'd call me.
Yeah.
And it was you're so right. It was the exact same reasoning as the car accident. You know? Yeah.
Last up.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
B-Rod.
Rob.
His questionnaire. Eddie, who would B-Rod live with?
I'm going to say he'll say Ashley.
That's incorrect.
No way.
He said Sean.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it would be.
Did you try to do a bit when you did this?
Dude,
were you trying to be funny?
That's not true.
Well, I want to hear what
he was trying to be funny. He was trying to be
not at all. I was thinking about it, and Ashley, I could see living with her kind of, but I'm trying to get out of like my whole party phase thing, and I'm doing more like at home stuff. And I know Sean watches everything on TV. He's smarter than the average person with like some weird intellect that I've noticed with his humor. And I think it'd be actually pretty cool to be a roommate of Sean's and just like get to kind of be in that environment.
Sean, who would B-Rod call first if he was in a car accident?
I think he would call you.
Incorrect. He would call Eddie.
Wow.
Why Eddie?
A lot of the older brother thing that I got with Eddie. So first instinct would, you know, to call Eddie. Like, I would call one of my brothers.
Yeah, that's very well put. It's pretty articulate.
I'd call one of my brothers if I was in a car accident. So, you know, I kind of look at Eddie as another one of my brothers.
Sky, who would B-Rod borrow money from?
I think you, Mikey.
That is correct. Why me, B-Rod?
I think you lent me money before.
I think we all have, if we're being honest. Yeah, I think we've all, at one time or another, I think we all have.
And you couldn't put everyone down, so I feel a little more comfortable asking you.
Ashley, who would B-Rod go to for advice on work?
Eddie.
That is incorrect. He would go to me for advice on work. Why, B-Rod?
Well, I've seen where you've come from, and I
Gilroy.
Probably the capital of the world.
I don't think that's what he meant.
In the radio industry.
Right. Gotcha.
And that you forged.
Wait.
You're being preempted, Rob. Preempted.
Okay, President Bush is about to give a speech.
Oh my. Hello. Special report.
President of the United States.
Hi! Did somebody yell that out? Hi!
Awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Looks like I get a break. Go for it. Bush, go for it, Bush 2.
Man, I'm nervous.
Say, why all the glum faces?
Start with a joke, President Bush.
Oh, boy.
The press corps must just look at him and go, oh, dude.
You guys all seem a little rummy.
Yesterday, people went to the polls.
He's got that that dicky, you know, smirk.
Smirk.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Is McCain in there yet?
Please.
And they cast their vote for a new direction in the House of Representatives. And while the ballots are still being counted in the Senate, it is clear the Democrat Party had a good night last night. And I congratulate them on their victories. This morning I spoke with Republican and Democrat leadership in the House and the Senate.
Boring.
I spoke with the Republican leader, Senator Frist, and Senator McConnell, and Speaker Hastert. And,
what do you think's going to happen tonight on Lost?
Right?
John Boehner and Roy Blunt, I thanked them for their hard-fought contest.
You smoked the blunt.
I appreciate the efforts they put in for our candidates.
I like to call it a fatty.
I'm obviously disappointed with the outcome of the election. and as the head of the Republican Party, I share a large part of the responsibility.
Love you, I'm out.
I told my party's leaders that it is now our duty to put the elections behind us.
I told my leaders, let's party.
And work together with the Democrats and independents on the great issues facing this country. This morning I also spoke with the Democrats.
Who cares?
I spoke with Donald Rumsfeld, and he said, I'm not retiring. Yes, I'm graduating.
Oh. I'm graduating today.
I spoke with Senators Reid and Durbin. I congratulated them on running a strong campaign in the Senate.
Who cares?
And I told them that regardless of the final outcome, we can work together over the next 2 years.
What?
I also congratulated Congresswoman Pelosi.
This is the way all presidential speeches should go, with Sean putting his sound effects in there.
Yes. Congressman Hoyer. They ran a disciplined campaign. Their candidates were well organized and did a superb job of turning out their votes. I told Congresswoman Pelosi that I look forward to working with her and her colleagues to find common ground in the next 2 years. As the majority party in the House of Representatives, they recognize that in their new role, they now have greater responsibilities.
Get the Rumsfeld to make out right now.
Come on.
And in my first act of bipartisan outreach since the election, I shared with her the names of some Republican interior decorators.
What?
What?
Who can help her pick out the new drapes in her new offices. I almost cried.
You guys hear that one?
You know, I'm serious. I believe that the leaders of both political parties must try to work through our differences.
Excuse me.
And I believe we will.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to work through differences. I've reassured the House and Senate leaders that I intend to work with the new Congress in a bipartisan way to address issues confronting this country.
Word up.
I invited them to come to the White House in the coming days to discuss the important work remaining this year and to begin conversations about the agenda for next year.
Whatever.
Maybe to try and
the message reason. Yesterday was clear. The American people want their leaders in Washington to set aside partisan differences, conduct ourselves in an ethical manner, and work together to address the challenges facing our nation.
So
wake
we,
up, idiot!
So we don't want our congressmen boning male pages through IMs and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh. We don't want that?
That's weird.
Nay, 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 nay.
They voted nay on that one.
We live in historic times. The challenges and opportunities are plain for all to see.
Touché.
Will this country continue to strengthen our economy today and over the long run? Will we provide a first-class education for our children? And will we be?
Oh, no!
Oh!
Oh!
Let's
hear that. I'm serious.
Yabba a dabba a doo.
You're fired.
Of the 21st century. Will we build upon the recent progress we've made in addressing our energy dependence by aggressively...
God, he is so boring right now, man.
Yeah.
Get this something good, dude.
Doing new...
See if I can fast forward to the Rumsfeld stuff.
Congress.
And how insulting, by the way, to go through this rigmarole.
Right.
Oh. Use it as a speech, you mean?
I mean, come on. We know what you want to talk about, so get to it already.
So they can be fully informed as they prepare for their new responsibility.
Shut up.
Are you the way that you are?
You know, I hate everything.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
President of Texas A&M University.
Oh, what? You gotta be kidding me.
What?
I quit this bitch.
He is serving as a member of the Baker Hamilton Commission.
Are you kidding me with this stuff?
Is he not gonna even address it?
Mentally retarded.
Our nation is committed to bringing you to justice. Liberty.
He's talking to you, Ashley.
Democracy are the source of America's strength.
He's talking about the flood bandit.
Yeah. Get up. Get up.
We think we might know where he is.
We'll get you, flood bandit.
Democracy will lift up the hopes and desires of those you are trying to destroy.
This is going to be over real quick.
Oh, I wish.
He's talking about the chick that was ripping stuff off from the mailroom.
To the people of Iraq. Do not...
I'd like to say, OKSNR Curator.
Hey, boy.
Estinar.
Anita Note.
Right.
Rajesh. Okay.
Popal?
Right.
Yeah. Omid Popal.
Omid Popal?
I speak Mexican.
Mohammed Salih Ahmed Murray.
We'll get you.
Mohammed Ibrahim Fuad El Shaway.
You're on the hit list, boy.
That's right. I like all things Mexican. Maids.
Food.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Zihu.
Oh.
Tony Montana.
What was that last one, Sean?
Hong Zihu.
I heard they have nuclear capabilities.
Wingdao?
And Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah. Wingdango.
I'll get you, Wingdango.
And by the way, that's the best way to buy your theater tickets.
Wingdango. Oh.
I love them paper bag puppets on Wingdango.
Oh, that's funny. Before the movie starts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wingdago?
Oh. Is that how it's pronounced?
Wingdango.
Oh, what happened there?
Isn't that the movie about the horse that runs in the race and it's got the guy from Lord of the Rings in it?
Stop. Please just stop.
Wingdago?
Because he is black.
Whose is black?
Isn't the president speaking right now?
Oh, yeah.
As you take the difficult steps toward democracy and peace, America's going to stand with you. We know you...
It'd be funny when he goes, and I... Hang on just a minute.
Ew!
Want a better way of life? And now is the time to seize it.
Skrill.
To our brave men and women in uniform.
Enough. Get to the Rumsfeld stuff, dude.
Departure of Don Rumsfeld signal.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
As election and partisanship behind us, we can launch a new era of cooperation and make these next 2 years productive ones for the American people.
Take questions about anything other than Rumsfeld.
Appreciate your interest. Now I'll answer some questions. Terry.
Only as they may have anything to do with things like Wiener Schnitzel, Burger King, McDonald's. Not Rumsfeld.
Thank you, Mr. President. Does the departure of Don Rumsfeld...
Oh, really?
Oh, oh.
A really name dropper? Don Rumsfeld?
Ah, Donnie.
Yeah.
What? Signal a new direction in Iraq. A solid majority of Americans said yesterday that they wanted some American troops, if not all, withdrawn from Iraq. Did you hear that call, and will you heed it?
Terry, I'd like our troops to come home, too, but I want them to come home with victory, and that is a country that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself. And I can understand Americans saying come home, but I don't know if they said come home and leave behind an Iraq that could end up being a safe haven for Al-Qaeda. I don't believe they said that. I'm committed to victory. I'm committed to helping this country so that we can come home. Now, first part about... new direction. Well, there's certainly going to be new leadership. I
forgot what we were talking about.
Now your answer.
I forgot what we were talking about.
What's over,
Pentagon, and as I mentioned in my comments, that Secretary Rumsfeld and I agreed that sometimes it's necessary to have a fresh perspective. And Bob Gates will bring a fresh perspective. He'll also bring great management.
Bob Gates. Why don't you Google Bob Gates?
Former CIA chief.
The guy that created Microsoft is going to be the
That's
new.
That's amazing.
How about that?
He's smart.
Yeah. Obviously knows how to build a good company.
No, that's Bill Gates.
Real experience. And he is, I had a good talk with him on Sunday in Crawford.
In the spa?
It took me a while to be able to sit down and visit with him, and I did.
My
and I found him to be of like mind. He understands we're in a global war against these terrorists.
Who cares?
He understands that defeat is not an option in Iraq. And I believe it's important that there be a fresh perspective, and so does Secretary Rumsfeld. Steve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last week you told us that Secretary Rumsfeld will be staying on. Why is the timing right now for this, and how much does it have to do with the election results?
Right. You and Hunt... And Kyle came in the Oval Office, and Hunt asked me the question. And 1 week before the campaign, And basically, is you're going to do something about Rumsfeld and the vice president. And my answer was, you know, they're going to stay on. And the reason why is I didn't want to inject a major decision about this war in the final days of a campaign. And so the only way to answer that question and to get you on to another question was to give you that answer.
Very nice.
The truth of the matter is, as well, I mean, that's one reason I gave the answer, but the other reason why is I hadn't had a chance to visit with Bob Gates yet.
False.
And I hadn't had my final conversation with Don Rumsfeld yet.
False.
All right. I'm bored with it.
Me too.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Mi casa es su casa.
Oh, thank you.
Did we finish B-Rod's questionnaire?
No.
No, we did not. Did we say who he would go to vice to for advice to on work? I think we did.
Yeah.
It was you.
Go to me. Who would B-Rod go to for advice on relationships? Sky. Who would he go to?
Oh. Advice on relationships. Eddie.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Sky, who would he go to for advice on financial stuff?
You, Mikey?
No, he would go to you, Sky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
Why?
Yeah.
She's, well, I talked to her about some real estate stuff while back and a couple times at different dinners. And she's got a good head on her shoulders, and she knows how to save that money. She don't like spending a lot, so that's the person you want to go to.
Well, thank you.
And finally, Sean, who would B-Rod call if he were arrested?
It's B-Rod.
Eddie.
That is incorrect. He would call me. Why'd you call me?
You would know if I was not at work.
Were any of his answers Ashley?
Actually, the only
not
person
one of his
me,
answers were Ashley.
The only
Ashley.
Person who picked me one time was Sky to live with me. No one else picked me once ever.
Because Ashley picked him for a lot of her answers, so I figured.
Record, Ashley, does that kind of bother you? Does that bother you?
Not really, because I mean, he's entitled to whatever.
Wait, who's
picks.
He? Who's
who
he?
Is he? Yeah.
You.
Eddie.
B-Rod, you mean?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
B is
yeah, but doesn't it kind of hurt your feelings that he wouldn't pick you for a couple of those?
No. I mean, if that's the way he feels, then maybe he looks at our friendship differently than I look at it.
Ooh.
Whatever. I don't know.
No.
Ouch. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
24 hours left. Not now. Come on.
Ouch.
I'm just saying.
23 hours, 35 minutes more of that.
But like I said, you know, Sky only picked me for living with me, and nobody else picked me once. So maybe
do you
I'm
believe
just
that
not
Sky's answer was motivated by the fact that you're the only other person on the show with a vagina?
I don't know. I mean, I think, like I said, I think
Sean, Mikey wasn't asking you.
I was asking Ashley.
I think those questions maybe I'm not the best person to turn to rely on for things. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
I say we give it a couple of years and we do
not
it again.
A big deal.
Yeah. You obviously do with the way you're talking. I mean, it's pretty understandable as far as I've known Mike for 20 years.
With guys, it's definitely more understandable. With B-Rob, it's a little bit like, you know, a little hurtful. But like at the same time, like I said, he's entitled to.
Well, she's being honest. She's being honest, B-Rod.
Yeah,
it hurt her feelings a little bit.
But it's okay.
And
it's
I gotta explain
to
her, it's nothing personal against her. You know what I mean? It's just I'm at a different situation in my life or trying to get to a different place in my life than every night going out and drinking. And that's a huge factor for me. Like that comes down to.
And B-Rod has said that B-Rod has said that there are a lot of times where Ashley is kind of a bad influence on him and she'll try to talk him into doing things that he's trying to stop doing in his life.
Not that she's a bad influence, but she's still into that, you know, like.
Oh, she absolutely, though, encourages you to do things that you'll say no to.
That's not true.
That is true. He told me and everybody on the air that you were talking him into going to that bar at 11 o'clock in the morning to go drinking. And it was like a Sunday.
Yeah, that.
It was actually a Tuesday.
It's even worse. It's a work day.
But that was like the once in.
But I really don't think that has me and B-Rob's friendship. I don't think it's me encouraging him to do bad things.
No, that's definitely not it. But she does enjoy going out, you know, Friday, Saturday night, both nights. And that's something that I'm trying to cut back on. So You know, that's a make it or
break
it.
But I don't think all those questions pertain to partying. There's a whole bunch of questions.
Hey, I mean, listen, if there had been a question on there that said, hey, who would you turn to for party advice? Probably Ashley's name would have been mentioned.
Yeah, and that's fine. I just think that there's more to me than partying. I think that there's more qualities to me that are awesome besides the fact that I am fun to party
with. That doesn't mean that there aren't, you don't have those qualities. It's just maybe he thinks other people on the show are better at certain things.
Yeah.
Or more responsible or whatever, better with their money.
Yeah, I know.
And it's nothing, and it's nothing personal against you. It's just that what I've learned and what I've figured out is that, you know, with the more years you got.
Can we move on a little bit? You know?
We're older.
Because
it does hurt your feelings.
No, and I understand, and I don't care. Drop it.
Because she shot me an IM and kind of give me an earful.
Did she really?
Oh, that is.
Did she really?
Read it.
No.
What does it say?
Read it. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, Rob.
Oh, man.
I absolutely did. Read it away.
What does it
say?
What does it say, B-Rod?
Hold on. I'm trying to get to it. Oh, Sean, question mark.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
You limit Sean over me. That's the biggest insult ever. I'm not sure we're even friends.
Okay, I have a question. Uh-oh. Ashley, why would you not say this on the air? Why wouldn't you reveal that? We asked you directly. Why not tell the truth?
When did you ask me directly?
All that stuff. I said, hey, Ashley, doesn't that bother you a little bit? No, I don't care.
That was I IM'd him.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Perfect opportunity.
Exactly. Why would you say that? Why wouldn't you tell me the truth?
Tell you the truth that I had already IM'd him? Oh. I IM'd him during the Bush thing. Because that was boring me, let's be honest.
Why wouldn't you say when I asked you, hey, did it bother you? Why don't you tell me the truth and say, yeah, it did?
Because, like, I don't want to, it's not that big of a deal. I mean.
You just wrote to him, ? That's insulting.
Yeah, I think that is
by definition a big deal.
I like to think that I would like, well, I thought that, you know, me and B-Rob were, like, the closest.
And
then for him to pick Sean, who doesn't even live here, that he'd want to live with Sean. I would say he knows Sean the least and knows me the closest.
Can I ask
And he picks, he wants to live with Sean over me.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, I think that's a little weird. I think it's weird.
Has this become the new hot seat?
It's funny that you say that because that's how I came up with the game. I was like, we need to do something like the hot seat, but not make it so ugly and angry, but still reveal stuff about how we feel about other members of the show. And maybe it didn't go as good as I thought.
Well, you know,
maybe it went better than you thought.
I thought it was great. Like, I think it's really fascinating. I wasn't hurt by anybody's answers. I thought it was really interesting.
I think that everybody's answer that I heard seemed pretty accurate. I was a little surprised.
I agree with that.
I was a little surprised that more people didn't list me to come to for work advice, because I feel like I know more about radio than anybody in the world. So I was surprised about that. But I also understand that, you know, Eddie knows a lot about this business too, and they have. I think people, by and large, on the show, some people are kind of afraid of me. Like Eddie, when you said, you don't think that Skye might not call me because she would think that I would get mad at her, which is kind of true. Like, I probably would, but I don't think I'd let you know. You know what I mean? Like, let me give you an example. If you got arrested, if you got arrested for speeding, I'd be so irritated because we've all told you a million times.
Right.
Quit the speeding already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, luckily they don't arrest people for that.
But I thought that the answers were pretty right on.
Yeah. Everyone's answers, I think, were dead right on. With me and B-Rob, I think I've been there for him for so many things. And for this list, for my name not to come up once on it, is a little bit shocking.
I have to say that, too. I think so, too.
Because
I think it is.
I am there for that boy 150%, and he knows that. And I wasn't on that list once, and that's kind of a trip.
I think so, too.
You know, like, it's...
Yeah, his answer for Sean as his roommate, I think, is BS.
That's BS. You know what I mean?
And I think he was trying to be funny, And I think if it really came down to the 100% truth, he would pick Ashley.
He says that's not true.
And I know he is.
He's backing up because he knew that he was like, oh, this isn't what I thought.
And it pisses me off that he thinks that I would want, you know, if we sat down and you were like, listen, I don't want to party, I would support you 100%. And I would, if we lived together, really, really 100% support you. And I would not be drinking around you. And I would not be like bringing things around
Rob,
you that you would do.
Be
and if
honest.
He thinks that I would, that sucks.
Be honest, Rob.
No, that's the deal, dude. Like,
be 100% honest. Do not lie to me. If you tell me the, I want you to tell me the truth. When you answered that first question, were you trying to be funny?
At first, that's how I was kind of coming off. But when I like wrote it down and actually thought about it, I think like I'm not kidding. I know almost nothing about Sean, and that's like that's one of the things that.
But why would you not write Ashley? She's got a point. I think she makes a lot of sense. Why would you not write Ashley? You guys are the same age. You guys are very close. You're very good friends. Why not Ashley?
The biggest thing for me is, like, we are the same age. I think we got different, or I'm on kind of a little bit of a different page right now.
What do you think of that, though, Ashley?
And it's the big, and
what do you think of that, what he says?
It's the partying thing, and that's it.
Like, do you think when he says that?
If he thinks that I party too much and that would be bad for him, I would support that 100% because I just want him to be happy and healthy. So that's fine. Like, I'm totally okay with that.
And we really never have addressed that because you know what?
For sure, this is a live air thing. Right
yeah,
now because
yeah.
Because we haven't talked.
Us talking about it.
That's fine. I would respect that.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
You know, in filling this out, I mean, you know, this is the first time that I've seen any of these questions. I went through it really fast. And I gave it some thought, but not as much thought as I probably would like to have. And now that I think about some of my answers, I don't know that I would change any of them, but some things that you've said have made me think.
Mm.
It's fast, you know? If I had an evening to work on it, it may have come out differently. And that may have been that way for B-Rob.
I feel that way, too. I think I might go to Ashley for the financial advice.
Good
shut
for
up.
You.
Oh,
you
shut your mouth. Oh, come on.
Mikey show.
Yeah, this is P1 Tank.
Go ahead.
And I was thinking that maybe Ashley was as close to Rob as she thinks, but after that incident when she had to go to his house and hang out with him and be a slave, I think it was, and she had to use the restroom and left the door open, maybe he kind of tended to get away from that.
Did you go to the restroom and leave the door open? Or is he confusing you with Sky?
He's trying to make a bad joke, and it went really bad. Bad delivery, bro. Try again next time.
I really thought that guy was 100% serious. Mikey show, hello.
Yeah, I would definitely go to Ashley on advice on baking.
Thank you.
Ooh,
great
passion.
Point.
It's her bread and butter, baby.
That's Mikey right. Show.
On the table.
Mikey show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to tell Sky, she said they don't arrest people for speeding, but if you're doing 90, they do public endangerment, and you get arrested, and your car gets pounded.
Wait a second.
Let's discuss this. If you're doing 90 on the freeway?
Yeah. And you get pulled over for it, they pop you. Like, it's supposed to be first hit. I mean, if the cop's in a good mood, maybe not, but...
Okay, wait, let's discuss this a little further. So, is 90 the limit, or is it
are we really
so
discussing
many miles
this?
Over the speed limit?
Are we really
you know
having a conversation with this?
Like, if so, you're on a freeway
really needs to
where
clarify
it's 70.
To know that she needs to keep it under 90? What is she, a cheetah? What are you? What is... What?
Guy, I'd like an answer from this
gentleman. Kidding me already?
Hey, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, no kidding.
I live in
15.
I live in Escondido.
Drive the limit.
Know.
Try it. You might enjoy it.
I bet people would be
Gary
honking
Busey,
at me and flipping me off if I was driving the speed
I believe it was a great Gary Busey who once said,
take care of your head by wearing your helmet.
I mean, especially if you're driving
that I don't
that
drive a motorcycle. So
Mikey show. Hello. Hi. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hey, is it Mikey?
Yes.
Hey, I just had a different point of view about... B-Rob living with Ashley.
Go ahead.
I wanted to, could it possibly be that Boston Rob on another level kind of has the hots for Ashley and he's kind of thinking that maybe them living together would kind of move them towards a relationship?
False.
Let me tell you something. It's very, first of all,
why do people
first of all, let me tell you something. First of all, it's very natural. to think that because Ashley is a young, attractive girl. What people don't realize is that when we are around one another as much as we are, that goes away and is replaced by a family-like relationship. We all see Ashley as a family member.
She have a wonderful physique.
You know, when we all met her, I think we all thought Ashley, you know, was very sexy. But after a little while, she becomes a family member, so you don't see her in that light anymore. I think that's very difficult for guys to understand. They're like, yeah, right. I know you guys still think of her that way. We really don't. We recognize that she's an attractive person, but she becomes like family to us.
Hot white jailbait ass.
Very nice.
High five.
High five.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Mikey show.
You know, I kind of believe B-Rob's decision to pick Sean. I mean, because if you're a dirtbag, the best way of not being a dirtbag anymore, well, you know, live with a germaphobe.
He'd never make it in the door.
B-Rod was not answering honestly,
but
he was trying to be funny.
Does no one see that, like, Sean's really interesting and not like...
I think we all see that Sean is very interesting.
We're aware of that.
So can you not at least give me that? I think coming home to Sean in the house would just be, every day, it would just be something new or something weird or...
And
that's the way you want to live your life, yeah. Is, you know...
We're talking
see, this
forever.
Is not... What you're saying right now is all...
forever?
It's all very goofy. It's not based in reality.
Well, I don't want to live with Sean forever, but for a short period of time, I think it would be grand.
Mikey show.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
P1 Dick. If I were being pulled over by an unmarked car and a gentleman not wearing a uniform approached me, I think I would probably call Ashley for advice on
there
what
to
do there.
There you go. It'd be a good call.
Thank you. You're a good man.
If I woke up in my place and
Mikey, stop right
I
now.
Found a no, periscope.
That's enough.
In the closet.
You son of a bitch.
And I felt that my home were surfacing.
I hate you so much.
So that we could find out where the Germans were.
Oh, no. All right.
I would call Ashley.
If I lost my camera.
Oh, no. Camera got stolen. Yes, Nancy, you would be on the case.
It was stolen, yes, and I forgot it.
Yeah.
Now, move on. I would...
Shut up right now.
I was right off my bed. There goes my wife off the couch.
Stop.
Oh, look at that. Jake just did a high dive.
Ah, we all have jokes.
Fantastic.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I'm there for someone, for something.
We better do this... This P1 Hall of Fame challenge.
They've been out there for an hour.
Yeah, we...
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot about
you should that. Play the 10...
I thought I did already. I did play that.
Yeah, I thought you did.
I played
Are
the 10
sure?
o'clock. Yeah,
didn't
I played the 10 o'clock
that when
legal.
Chris Cornell was on the phone?
Yeah.
That was 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Wasn't that like 2 minutes
ago? 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Hey, Bobby, go get him.
Wow.
How sanity.
Now, on any normal day, this would be right around the time that we'd be getting off the air. About 10:40. Excuse me.
That was just
Dana.
A cooler awesome. Opening. Yeah, no, nothing to worry about.
On any normal day, this would be the time we're getting off the air, but we will be on the air until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we just call it the 24-hour show and get it over with? Why did we have to do 28 hours?
That was Sky's idea.
Sky came up with a 28-hour show?
No, I did. I came up with a 28-hour show.
Mikey.
Sky, who came up with the 28-hour show?
Let's not
say
do
it
this.
Definitively.
Stop it. Stop
if
not
Eddie
now.
Did, say Eddie did.
This is going to cause a fight.
Say Eddie came up with it if Eddie came up with it.
I don't
definitively.
I don't want to fight with Eddie. And if you're asking me my honest opinion of how it went down.
Who came up with the idea of doing this show
We were brainstorming, and I was saying, and I said something in the brainstorming session of, why don't we do some sort of, like, telethon thing where we're on the air for, you know, for like 24 hours or blah blah blah, and then Eddie turned it into the 28 hour show. That's the way I recall
it. So you had the idea of us doing the marathon.
Yeah.
And Eddie had the idea of calling it the 28 hour shift.
Why would
so,
I?
Wait, so Eddie piggybacked on your idea, right?
Did your teeth just fall out?
My tooth just fell out.
What the hell?
I guess my tooth.
Oh my God.
Ashley, it wasn't really his tooth.
Oh, I was like, wow.
Yes, I was talking so hard I spit a tooth out.
All right, I'm gullible.
But anyway, so he piggybacked on your idea, right, Sky?
Well, we do that a lot where someone will come up with a
but
thought.
But what I'm saying is he piggybacked on your idea.
I wouldn't put it that way. We brainstorm together.
Right.
I believe I had
the
thought
the
starter.
And he did not.
Eddie, don't get mad at me.
They're
the
ones
talking this
crap.
Eddie's got double fists to the forehead.
Like what you just said, you completely came up with the idea. You 100%.
No, I had an idea about some stupid telethon.
Yeah, let's do a 28-hour show.
No, because I was thinking, let's do a telethon, and it'll be like for charity, and we'll be on the air for all these.
Had nothing to do with 24 hours, had nothing to do with.
And then you turned it into what it was.
Eddie, how do you remember it?
She could have said a telethon or something like that. Never once was there a talk about 24 hours or being on the air continuously with no commercials and no music until I said that. That's how I remember
it. Not how I remember it, but,
This is no. Listen, I must say that this is something that we have disputed. This is something that we've disputed and we've disagreed on over the years. I would love to be able to shed some light on it, but I don't remember us being on the air before today.
That's true. That is true. Accurate.
All right, we have the Hall of Famers out there.
Let's bring them in, Mikey. Show hello.
Yeah, are you guys at least going to give away tickets today for tomorrow's show?
Are we going to do that? For what show? What are you talking about?
What?
For Motley Crue.
Oh, for Motley Crue.
And Aerosmith.
Do we have tickets for Motley Crue and Aerosmith? No, we don't have tickets to that, bro.
Oh, man. Dang. Well,
Here they are. Look at this. We've got P1 Scooby is here, and P1 Phaedra is here, right? And P1 Instigator. I love it.
Instigator's here. Nice.
Sean, what are you putting on your hands?
It's called hand sanitizer.
Wow. Sean, how are
you? Get away from me, A.
No, wow.
Instigator.
I know. Instigator went over and tried to shake his hand, and that didn't go over well.
What did Scooby bring? What is that, Scooby?
Scooby, what do you got?
Brought lasagna. My wife made lasagna for you guys.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
That looks grubbing.
Scooby's a great P1, man. These guys are really good P1s. Go ahead, Instigator.
You know, I figured Shauna didn't bring you guys any baked goods this morning, so.
True.
Of course not. Of course. Why wouldn't Shauna bring us anything? Do you think Shauna would... P1 Instigator. Why do you think Shauna wouldn't have brought anything?
Well, Shauna has a little bit of a history with baked goods.
Right. Yes, that is true. She's not that good at it.
So, what's the deal? Should we give them our mics so they can do this, or how do you want this?
Yeah. Eddie.
Yeah, just get up, Sky.
What do you think?
Yeah, we could have them sit on the three chairs.
Who's that in there?
Can I take Sean's mic?
Yes, you can have Sean's mic.
Who's in the other room? Who is that?
I don't know.
Ashley, who's behind you?
Phaedra's friend.
Oh, Phaedra's buddy.
Phaedra's friend?
Okay, cool. Eddie, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, you can sit around.
Okay. All right, guys. Eddie, Sean, and Sky are going to get up, and you guys are going to sit down. Are we going to do it? But, Eddie, I guess that means there won't be any effects or anything like that, right? All right, that's, I guess we kind of have to do it like that.
Sound effects.
We're going to give these guys a prize for whoever wins. All right. Got P1 Phaedra.
This is going to be good.
P1 Instigator and P1 Scooby. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
Thanks. Thanks for letting us come in, Mike.
You got it, man. I'm already tired. I don't think that's a good idea.
Stop it. Wake up.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with you, Phaedra.
Great.
Name all six members of the Mikey Show.
Eddie, Mikey, Sky, Boston Rob, Ashley, and Sean.
You're correct.
Mike, who's keeping score?
You are, Sky.
Yeah, one for me.
It's one for Phaedra.
I just want to say that Phaedra was, like, really nervous before we came in here.
Oh, I was totally ready to puke.
Why?
I don't know.
You know all of us.
Well, I know, but it's just like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually here.
You know? You got to get over that.
Mike, I was kind of taken aback, too, before I came in.
Go ahead, Instigator.
Well, I was using the restroom, and I could have sworn there was somebody in the stall next to me who was removing all of their clothing.
Oh, you must be making some kind of joke about Sean. You're instigating. All right, P1 Instigator, you're up next. You ready?
Ready.
What does the P in P1 stand for?
That'd be priority.
That is correct. Ding! P1 Scooby.
That would be me.
What is Ashley's real first name?
Sarah? No. Yeah, Sarah.
That is correct. P1 Phaedra.
Yes.
What is Sky's real first name?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's really sad.
Oh, my God.
That's really sad.
It's your girl.
Well, it's your girl. Hello. Well, well, it's P1 Instigator.
Don't. Skrill.
I'm going to go with Skrill.
That is incorrect. Phaedra, that is incorrect. Her real first name is Lori.
Nice.
P1 Instigator. What is Mr. Sky's first name?
Wow.
Eduardo.
You are correct.
I was going to say Donkey, but...
That is not Donkey. A lot of people believe that that is his real first name. It is not. P1 Scooby.
What up?
What was Boston Rob's radio name in college as revealed on the Mikey Show?
Robbie Shay.
That is correct.
Wow.
These are good P1s.
And as you can see, we're really good P1s. We're advertising your show on our clothes.
That's nice. Yeah, everybody's got the... Mikey Show P1 Army bumper stickers on their clothes. Very cool.
Shameless promotion.
Shameless.
P1 Phaedra?
Yes.
Name three of Boston Rob's songs that he wrote, produced, recorded for the Mikey Show.
The Honey Baked Ham song.
Eddie, is that?
Not acceptable.
That is not acceptable. By the way, we are going to be premiering a new Mikey Show song here very soon on the Mikey Show. In fact, after the we will do that after we do the Mikey Show P1 Hall of Fame Challenge.
Wow.
Eddie, I guess since you got one wrong, the answer's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you some of them. The following songs are Boston Rob songs. Binge Drinking. Sweet Job O' Mine.
Classic. I remember that one.
The Super Bowl song. Everybody remembers the Super Bowl song. Love song. We got to hear a second of love song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where is love song? Gosh darn, that's a good one.
It's up there.
I'll find it.
Come on.
Ashley, it's not up here.
Are you not alive?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wa-wa-wee-wa.
That's nice.
Love song may be my favorite Boston Rob song.
Whoa, that's quite a statement to make.
It may be my favorite, though. It's so stupid.
That's accurate. That's accurate.
Right here.
You got it?
Yeah.
Here is Boston Rob love song.
There you go.
It's an original.
This is a love song for that special lady.
Oh.
Or ladies.
So dumb.
You know I want to treat you right, even if it's just for tonight. You're more special than that kid from Life Goes On. And you're the reason that I wrote this song.
Kid had Down syndrome.
Come on, let me hit them skins. Lower your standards and invite a friend. I'm like BK, you can have me your way. Oh, baby, baby.
Baby, y'all.
So get your ambitions.
I don't know what that means.
And lower your morals. I want to know your intuitions. And if you give all...
All right, that's pretty good. That's enough of that stupid song.
Mikey, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, P1 Scooby.
Notice that might have been one of the one times that he didn't clear his throat, you know, before the song.
Yeah. He does do that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Clears his throat before he starts. Another one of B-Rob's songs, Dirtbag Christmas. Then there was just the song Dirtbag and Taco Shop. These are all songs from Boston Rob. Okay, P1 Instigator?
Yep.
What will be the name of Boston Rob's first CD?
I'm going to say Dirtbag.
That is incorrect. Scooby, what is it?
Best of?
That is incorrect. Oh, greatest hits.
That's all.
P1 Scooby.
So,
what radio morning show did Ashley work on before joining the Mikey show?
AJ's Playhouse?
That is correct. These guys are real good.
Good job, Scooby.
What's up?
P1 Phaedra.
Yes.
During the 2005 28-hour show, which two movies did the Mikey show watch on the air?
Oh, my God.
Scooby knows. Instigator looks like he kind of knows, too.
Was it Alice in Wonderland and Lord of the Rings?
That is incorrect. It was Lord of the Rings. Do you know which one?
The third one.
That is incorrect. It was Fellowship of the Ring. And we also watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
1970s version.
Phaedra not faring too well, Sky. No, that's kind of bum me out a little bit. That's your girl.
Insulting.
I'm nervous, man.
You wanna, Sean's my friend.
You want to do your puking?
P1 Instigator?
Got a trash can?
Ready, Mike.
P1 Instigator, during the 2004 28-hour show, which two movies did the Mikey show watch on the air? Ooh. I'm going to ask them all 884, right?
No. No. That's some good.
Okay.
Hmm.
Instigator, are you new to the show?
A little bit.
I don't even think I know this one.
Ashley, you don't know the answer?
No, because I wasn't on the show.
She wasn't on the show.
But she was in the studio.
She was there.
You were there. Oh, she was high in marijuana smoke.
Probably high.
Instigator, you give up?
No, I'm going to say American Me and Blood In, Blood Out.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
We watched Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and The Karate Kid. Sky, how are we doing right now with the, who's in the lead? Who's doing good?
Scooby.
With three, Instigator with two, Phaedra with one.
Oof.
At least she's on the board. She's on the board.
One, right?
Yeah. Hey.
Can I say something again real quick, Mikey?
Sure, Scooby.
On Monday, I went to that Sean Merriman Lights Out Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And Eddie was walking around and, you know, enjoying himself, working, I guess. And he stopped by my lane that I was bowling on, and I said, hey, why don't you bowl real quick? You know, he was like, what? Yeah, go ahead. His first time throwing the ball down the lane, and it was a strike. So I have to say, Eddie lived up to his name, Oracle.
There you go.
There you go, Eddie.
I want to move.
What happened, Sean?
He's touching my stuff.
Yeah, don't touch his stuff, Instigator.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, it's not a joke.
Really,
the guy's a germaphobe.
Sean's getting really mad.
Sean, don't go. Where is he going?
Oh, no.
He's legitimately mad.
Instigator.
What'd you do, man?
I forgot who's up. Who's up next?
Oh, no.
Is it?
I think
Scooby, is it you? Scooby, what is Mikey's favorite movie of all time?
The Notebook.
Well, I know who your favorite director is of all time.
Who's that?
The guy who did that movie, Babel?
The guy.
That is incorrect.
Antonio.
What is my favorite movie of all time, Scooby?
This might be my first wrong answer.
Don't know?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to say I don't know.
The answer is Magnolia, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, my favorite film director.
Oh, okay.
One of my other favorite film directors is Alejandro González Iñárritu.
That's the one I was talking about.
That's who you were thinking of.
Maybe I should just take my foot out of my mouth.
Mm. Phaedra.
Yeah?
Which member of the Mikey show had a monkey in attendance when he got married?
The easy one.
It is an easy one.
Phaedra, come on!
Phaedra.
You're making me mad!
Eddie. I mean, Mikey.
It's incorrect.
Eddie's not even married yet.
Sean.
You didn't even listen!
Hey. Ashley gets really mad when people don't know about the show.
Like Jeff
and Jared, like Ashley.
She really bugs her out.
No, Phaedra. We love Phaedra. Come on, girl.
You guys are psyching me out, all right? I can't think.
Relax. All right.
P1 Instigator.
Sure.
What is the name of Mikey and Eddie's fictitious band?
Good question. Oh, that's a tough one.
Questions are getting harder now.
That's a great question, man.
It's getting too hard.
Oh. 5 seconds.
Don't know that one.
Incorrect. That is not the right answer.
No. Not the right answer. Okay.
The answer is Lemon Drops and Sandals. Sean is back. Apologize to him, Instigator. Apologize to Sean.
Instigator.
I'm sincerely sorry, Sean.
There you go. Sean, you accept his apology?
I don't believe it.
He doesn't believe you. Great. Do it again.
Is that your water bottle? Try to be sincere. You were gone?
I'm sorry, Sean. Maybe you need to grovel a little. I don't know.
He looked like he was being sincere, Sean, when he said he was sorry. I know, but can you do the effects? Thank you. He's really upset.
Maybe Instigator can share a mic with Phaedra.
P1 Scooby.
What up?
Which member of the Mikey show has unusually long testicles?
Oh, man.
That's, easy one.
That's kind of scary because he's standing behind me.
It's not Ashley.
Oh.
The, Sean?
That's correct. Wow. Sean, what are you doing? Dude.
Busting out the gloves.
On?
What are you doing?
I'm getting my gloves out, Mikey.
Oh my gosh. Sean?
He's going to put on some latex gloves.
See, how come I couldn't get the testicle question?
Why are you doing that, Sean? It's your computer. Why would you need gloves?
Yeah, I don't know what's been done to it, so I'm just going to be can't say that.
Can't say that, Phaedra. Phaedra, be like Scooby and ask if you want to ask. Sean, tell us again why you're putting on the gloves.
I'm putting these gloves on because I don't know what this A has done to my stuff. I don't know what he's touched or anything.
Oh, this is
so
getting really awkward.
I'm going to put on some gloves so I don't have to risk it. All right, so.
Instigator, tell him again you're sorry.
I'm so sorry, Sean.
Where do we stand right now, Sky, in terms of who's ahead, who's not?
Scooby's got 4, Instigator's got 2, and Phaedra's got 1.
All right.
What, do you want the tears to come out of my eyes?
No, but I'd like my fist to go into your face.
Oh, all right. Well, there it is.
All friends here.
Okay.
Who's up next? Where are we?
I believe... I just answered that testicle question.
Okay. So, Phaedra, I hope you get one of these, Phaedra.
So do I. Give me an easy one. Come on.
What type of therapy has both Ashley and daytime Rock 105.3 DJ Clint both undergone?
Speech therapy.
You are correct.
That a girl, Phaedra.
Ashley, please give us an example of some lip trills.
Okay.
That was fabulous.
I love that.
On the street, it's known as the motorboat.
There you go.
Thanks.
P1 Instigator.
Yep.
What does Sean show the webcam every morning when Mikey introduces him?
His middle finger.
That's correct.
Attaboy.
P1 Scooby.
I'm here.
This next question is extraordinarily hard.
You can handle it.
I'm giving it to you because it's a tough question.
Okay.
I think that there are maybe, there are probably 10 people listening right now that could answer this question.
I'm hoping I'm one of those 10.
Who was Sky unfortunately paired with for the dance competition during the 2005 28-hour show?
Come on.
Wow.
That happened at 4 a.m. in the morning.
You got a 1 in 6 chance.
Yeah.
Happened at 4 in the morning.